The Sage of Tampa Bay Sports is back. He is back. This is the Ira Kaufman Podcast. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. And wow, it has been absolutely crazy in the world of the Bucks for Bucks fans, for anybody who's just tied to the Bucks in any way. So freaking exciting. Wow. Tom Brady is back and all this stuff is popping in the free agency market. JoeBucksFan.com world headquarters has been crazy, but Ira has been in Las Vegas. Vegas, of all places, with Lee DeCamper. Now, I'm sure they've got a story to tell, but this podcast today is the first installment of what's going to be a few this week, maybe even four, depending on what happens in the next few days. But this is Ira diving deep on Tom Brady and the Brady move to come back. He was on the horn with his sources and power players at One Buck Palace, and this is very heavy on Tom Brady today. So sit back and, can we ever get enough Tom Brady? No, we cannot, especially with this fantastic news that literally shocked the sports world in a great, great way. Big Storm Beer is the official beer of the Ira Kaufman Podcast. Drink your Big Storm Beer, bigstormbrewery.com, bigstormbrewery.com to find your local tap rooms. Check out all the great beers there. See where it's sold. Punch in your zip code. You'll find out where you can get Big Storm Beer. If by chance you're going to New Jersey or you're in New Jersey, all over the state, in addition to it being Florida's very best craft beer, more locations as well, bigstormbrewery.com. BillCurryFord.com. They've got some great incentives going on right now. You can see them at JoeBucksFan.com. Our draft guru, general manager Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford. Maybe he should be the general manager somewhere else. Maybe the Commanders could use him, but he is the GM of Bill Curry Ford. He wants to help you personally and give you the Ira Kaufman discount, and that applies to body work, service work in their fantastic department, or, of course, buying a used car or a new vehicle, and they all come with nationwide lifetime warranty. You can check that out at BillCurryFord.com. Reach out to Sean. Great guy. He just wants to help, even if that's on email. If you have a question or you just want to order a car online, no deposit right now, and there's a cash incentive with it. Get to BillCurryFord.com. Let's get to the boys as they talk Tom Brady in Vegas.
Tom Brady blows up social media on Sunday night. The basketball brackets that are being revealed on CBS, it's forgotten about. Brady comes in and dominates. He shocks the world. He announces he's coming back at, 6:30 on a Sunday evening. Your thoughts, Ira?
Well, the first thing I want to say is while we're over here dissecting Brady, my wife's in the casino. So we're going to make this one brief because I got to get over there before she goes through our life savings, Mr. DeCamper. Lee, you know what Brady did? He gave a new meaning to March Madness. March Madness. He took over. You're right. That day, Sunday night, traditionally dominates the sports headlines.
The college basketball brackets.
Absolutely. You got the TPC. It's a big golf tournament for people that love golf. Indian Wells tennis. They call it the fifth major. A lot of big names. Nadal's playing. None of that mattered. None of that mattered late on Sunday afternoon. Lee, I'm a little surprised, but the thing that I went very strong, and I hope our listeners will remember, is I never bought that he was going to play if he came back for anybody but Tampa Bay. But I didn't think he was going to come back. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I found out, and you know who I talked to.
Oh, yes, I do.
And I found out that
heavy hitters,
the Bucks had been in discussions with Brady for a while, maybe a week or two. And it helped to shape their approach to free agency. Might have prompted franchise and Godwin to get that done. Make sure Godwin's not going anywhere. Don't take any chances. And now we see the Brady effect. Well, look at what he did to Marpet. Lee, I dare say with the crazy money that's being thrown around here, Christian Kirk, $20 million for a decent receiver. Lee, I dare say Jensen could have made more elsewhere. Brady's been talking to Jensen. You know he's been talking to Gronkowski. But here's the key with Brady and Jensen, Lee, the relationship. Having lost Marpet, and he's not coming back. Let's put that to bed. Brady's presence doesn't affect the reason that Jensen walked away.
Marpet, you mean, walking away?
Marpet, which is his long-term health concerns. And having Brady back in the house, that really doesn't have any impact on Marpet's long-term health concerns. Mm-hmm. He's worried about CTE in 10 years, and I don't blame him.
No.
And he said when he made a certain amount of money, He's going to walk away. Mm-hmm. God bless him. He had a great plan. So you're going to lose Marpet, and then there was a chance you were going to lose Kappa. So if I'm Brady, now I'm looking at it. Now, wait a minute. If Jensen leaves, there goes the whole of my interior offensive line. And Lee, you always make the point. Guys like Brady and Drew Brees, God bless him, they don't like that heat up the middle. And that's kind of an untenable situation if the Bucs would have lost both guards and their center. Mm-hmm. So there's no coincidence that Jensen was back in the fold. Boom! Almost basically as soon as Brady announced he's coming back.
You said something very interesting, Ira. Brady was not going to come back with the loss of Jensen. I'm convinced of that.
I agree with that.
Because, you know, you lose two Pro Bowl offensive linemen interior.
And possibly and a third.
Yeah, that Brady wouldn't have come back. So I'm thinking, from what you're telling me, I'm thinking when Marpet left, whether it came from Brady or whether it came from the Bucs, that kind of accelerated things because, as in your words, you didn't want to lose everybody. You want to make sure somebody's back.
Absolutely. You know, Lee, we've said it many times on a podcast. You can't overestimate the Brady effect. You mm-hmm. can't do it. Another example. Didn't Fournette take something down off Instagram?
Yes.
Lee? Interesting. A couple of days ago, we said Fournette's gone. Mm-hmm. Fournette's gone. They're not going to bring Fournette back. Now, I'm not saying Brady had a direct impact on the Carlton Davis negotiations. I don't know about that.
That's a little bit of a surprise, and I think he did. Steve was tipped off by someone he trusts, and if Steve didn't trust this guy, he wouldn't have put it on social media. And this was Saturday, over the weekend. Steve got tipped off by someone, trusted source, quote-unquote. It looked very likely Davis was going to leave, and perhaps as early as Monday afternoon, the new team would have been released. Well, the team was released Monday afternoon, and it was the Bucs. So I got to think the Brady impact had influence there, of course. And here's something else where I think Brady will have some influence. Of all people, Cynthia Freeland, you know, the numbers girl, NFL Network, all she talks about is numbers and projections. She never talks about anything on the field. Of all people, she said this. And I give her credit. So where's this kind of analysis? Bucs fans, don't sweat it. They lost both starting guards. Don't sweat it. The Bucs will get value because there'll be a guard out there, maybe two, that's pretty good, that wants to bet on himself, come play for the Bucs at a value for 1 year, and then go on and make big money.
Well, Lee, with respect to Cynthia, that person that they bring in, he's not going to be as good as Marpet. I mean, let's be real.
Oh, doubt it won't be a problem.
He's not going to be as good as Marpet.
I agree.
Now, Lee, you love me to drop a nugget, so I'm going to do it right here. And this comes from a source within the organization. I asked the timing of Brady's announcement, which is very intriguing. Of course, Chris Russo's up in arms. Why did he announce it on
Sunday?
I said, Chris, you want to break down Providence and San Diego State? Brady doesn't care about that, about you doing that. So here's the question I asked Lee. The timing of Brady, did he want to make sure that he was back home on the range with the Bucs before they do anything crazy with Deshaun Watson and start getting involved?
Oh.
Because if they close in on Watson and then a month later Brady says he wants to come back, they're not getting rid of Watson.
Everything he does is calculated.
Yes.
Everything. I think
the only thing that was botched was his retirement announcement.
I think Brady made that announcement. You know, the guys that were going to leave, the Fournettes, you know.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's what the source said. It wasn't anything to do with the Bucs closing in on a veteran quarterback like a Watson. It was more send that signal to the free agents that were on the fence. That's what they said.
I think it was J.C. Cornell. He's a big Bucs fan. He was the one that said when Brady sent out that Twitter post, that was the bat signal over Tampa.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. It is pretty good.
Now, what do you want to say about leakage? You said you.
All right, I know this is a favorite subject of yours, and I got to admit, I was buying the smoke.
You said there was smoke.
Whoa, did you say smoke, Ira? Smoke means fire. Fire means damage. That means you call Florida's Elite Restoration immediately. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. They are the first call whenever you have any disaster in your home or in your business. In the Tampa Bay area and beyond, Florida's Elite Restoration. They're going to respond 24/7, give you a free assessment at your property. And it doesn't matter if it's flood, if it's mold, if it's fire damage, storm damage, that's who you call. So you have somebody honest in your corner when you have to deal with an insurance company. Owner Josh Martin of Florida's Elite Restoration, he spent 14 years in the insurance business on the other side. He understands how homeowners and businesses get ripped off. It's critical. And if you are a property manager or you own a business that deals with clients, maybe you are a contractor, a plumber, an air conditioning service company director, you need to reach out to Josh Martin immediately. He will sit down with you. He'll buy you a beer. He'll buy you lunch. And he will tell you how his company can help service your clients so you can give them honest service and do a better job in what you do. It's really just that simple. There are many companies out there. There's only one, Florida's Elite Restoration, that deals with people honestly and directly. And their free assessment in your home is just fantastic. Florida's Elite Restoration. .com.
Did Peter King, Adam Schefter, and others get played by somebody in Brady's camp?
Somebody was putting out bad information.
There was a rift between Brady and Arians. Number one, was that did they get played? Number two, even we just talked about how Brady everything does is calculated. Was that put out there for a distraction of some sort?
I hate to think it was put out by the Brady camp. I really do. Maybe sources close to Brady, but they didn't really know what he was thinking. I don't think Brady was happy with that was out there. Now,
but he did nothing to stem the tide.
No, he didn't. But don't forget, on that Saturday when the botched retirement announcement came out, he never said anything that day.
True.
We heard from his parents, and maybe his agent, or his representative.
Yeah, who didn't deny it.
Lee, there's still some skeptics out there, even now. Even now, with the tweet from Brady, and to me, this tops everything. The quotes from Jason Light and Arians. The suggestion that Brady still might harbor serious thoughts about going to a different franchise and forcing the Bucks' hand to make a deal. You know how preposterous this sounds? And I'm still hearing people echo this narrative.
Scott Pioli Sunday night.
Jason Light and Arians aren't going to make these quotes public and then look like a total fool a couple of weeks later. Because Brady wants to play in San Francisco and maybe we can get a third round pick for him. That doesn't make any sense, Lee. He's a Buccaneer. They got to accept it. Yeah. Why are people having so much problem with this?
Like Tony Kornheiser said about 2 years ago when Brady came to the Bucs, he scoffed on PTI and he said, no one gives a damn about that franchise until Tom Brady went down there. And I think it's at the Bucs. There's still a vision of the Bucs as being, like I used to refer to them as, the fire hydrant in a dog park. And so I think, the Bucs, he wants to play for a real team, the Steelers or the 49ers or the Giants.
Lee, some of these people, they can't let this thing go. They can't let it go. Now, I'm not saying there's been a preponderance of the national media that have jumped the board. But there's been a few, Lee, and I know you well enough to know every time somebody says something along those lines, you read it, and you know who's saying it. So, yeah, they were played, Lee. Mm-hmm. They were played. And, I'll put it simply like this. If Brady had a problem with it, that doesn't mean they see eye to eye on everything, Lee. You think Brady saw eye to eye with Belichick every year for 20 years? No,
no quarterback does.
But Lee, if it was a rift, it's a strong word.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
a serious disagreement about the way things are being handled at one buck, and something beyond the disappointment of the Rams game and the way things ended. If it was serious, Lee, he doesn't make that statement that he's a Buccaneer. He just doesn't. I wrote today, if he really felt that way about the rift with Arians, he would have went behind the scenes with the Glazers and everything to work out a deal, and the Bucks would have acquiesced, and they would have asked for compensation, and they would have had every right to ask for compensation. And if a team like the Niners were interested and they could work it out, it would have been done. Lee, he doesn't come back to the Buccaneers if he's got a serious problem with Bruce Arians. Let's put that to bed.
Brady, and like I said, I'm starting to believe the smoke only because I hold Peter King and Schefter in such high regard. King might get played, but not Schefter. Schefter might get played, but not King. But both those guys, there was a few others that I respect
a lot.
They have credibility, they have respect. So for all those guys to have that, something's going on here. Real quick, I'll say with Michael Lombardi. He said he never agreed, he called them conspiracies. He goes, I never agreed with the conspiracies. And he said what probably was, and it was blown out of proportion, what it probably was, he goes, every team sits down with their quarterback, offensive coordinator, head coach, what can we do schematically to improve? Maybe there was a disagreement there. He said, anytime you get two or more people in the room, there's going to be a disagreement. So he thought maybe it came from that and it was blown way out of proportion. But he said that's normal that there would be disagreement.
Pretty close. And then Lombardi also say at the end, it was going to be the Bucks or nobody.
I think Tampa or nowhere.
Tampa or nowhere. Lee, I'll tell you how crazy it got. People were desperate to push this narrative and to find support for the narrative. And Lee, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. They parsed every word of anybody ever said, you know, in the last 6 months. And poor little Levante David, who's the most innocent guy in the world, and one of the guys that we want to talk to because he's honest.
Yeah.
Not a great quote, but he's honest.
Mindset.
So he said something, Lee, like he said, I don't know if he used the word issues. He used a word. And these people immediately thought it's the problem between Arians and Brady, when I think it was the Antonio Brown situation.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But he wasn't specific. Mm-hmm. So when you're not specifically, boom, here they come.
As Mike Florio always says, silence invites speculation.
Now, Lee, I want to get your thoughts on this point. Free agency is still evolving. But from what we know and where we think we're headed, I'll preface it by this. I believe Bovada or some of those betting sites, they have now established the Bucks as the odds-on favorites in the NFC. So, Lee, give me your thoughts on this, because isn't there a real chance they're not going to be as good as last year? And they're an old team. They lost Marpet. They're going to lose some more people. Whitehead, JPP, maybe Sue, whatever. We don't know what's going on with Fournette. We're assuming Gronkowski comes back, Lee. I'm about 85 on the Gronk meter. I think he's coming back.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going anywhere else. What I'm saying is, we know how great Brady is. We know how he would make any team an instant contender. But, Lee, for people who think that the Bucks are going to go 14-3, I'm not there right now. Even with Brady, where are you on that?
Where the record would be? Oh, my gosh. I haven't even thought of that.
You think there's a good chance they'll have to take a little step down even with Brady?
Well, even let's say they win 12 games. That's a step down. They should have that division wrapped up, signed, sealed, and delivered. That division's lousy.
What if that division gets Watson?
Well, it'll help the Panthers, but I don't think they're going to beat the Bucks twice.
What if the Saints get them?
That's a little different story. The Saints have good defense.
Yes.
And they've got weapons.
Their old line's pretty good.
Now, they could use a second and third receiver, certainly. Yes. That would be their rival for division title. It was interesting. We can't read their mind, but there's a picture, and I wrote this in Joe Buck's fan. I never wrote it before. I don't know if I've ever written it before. You would like it. 95% of my readers are like, what the hell was that? Okay, I get it. Gronkowski's girlfriend, Camille Kostic, she put up on Instagram a picture of herself when she learned the news of Brady. Behind a pair of Jackie O sunglasses. That's what I wrote.
Oh, nice.
Jackie O sunglasses. She's got a big smirk on her face. And the caption she wrote was, Brady's back with the Bucks.
So she's going to be spending plenty of time in Tampa.
Well, I was thinking she was smiling because she knows her man is going to make a few extra million dollars this fall.
Absolutely.
Was it a sheer coincidence, or was there something to it that it looked like Brady was the guest of the Glazers over in England for their soccer game?
That was no coincidence. I think by that point, the Glazers knew that the jig was up. I do. That was a done deal. Because it was only the day before. He wasn't going to spring that without the Bucks not knowing about it. Certainly, and I don't think he was going to wait till Sunday to tell the Bucks. And then put out his little, tweet.
Do you think the fact that he was over in England with the Glazers, that the Glazer family was putting the final touches on a contract, maybe with some incentives that we will never know about, you know, business incentives, or, hey, we'll do this for you, or concessions of some sort?
Well, I saw him, Lee, in the stands. I didn't necessarily see him in the Glazer box.
I didn't either, but I've also seen pictures of the Glazers not in the box either, where they're out in the stands. So I don't know. I don't know what the setup is over there.
I think it was probably just to tie up some loose ends with Brady. Lee, did you see the video that I referred to when I was on with the Mad Dog?
I think I did.
Brady and Ronaldo.
Steve wrote about it where he winced.
He did. He winced. He grimaced. And that grimace said, because he was asked by Ronaldo, are you really done? He went like that. Lee, I don't know if you could describe my grimace. It's kind of like when I come up empty at the slot machine.
Well, that's Ronaldo. It sounds like a guy who was either a bullfighter or some dude you would expect in one of these male things. In Las Vegas, these male dance tricks.
Well, he's got 800 goals, and if you know how tough it is to score a goal in soccer, he's got 800.
I know how tough it is to get a goal in a different realm.
I understand.
So that's one's bad. Brady going to be the same quarterback as he was last year. He was the best quarterback in the league. I know you're thinking maybe Aaron Rodgers was. That's not really a bad argument. Is Brady still going to be elite?
Yes.
At 45?
Yes. He's healthy. If they can keep him healthy. Without Marpet and Kappa. But, you know, that'll be a big emphasis in training camp. the interior protection of Brady. They're not too worried about Wirfs and Smith holding up their end of the bargain. And then why should they be? Wirfs the best right tackle in football. Smith had a, you know, pretty lousy game against the Rams, but he put in a good season.
Yeah.
And he's not old. So I'm not too worried about that. Brady's healthy. Lee, I'll throw this out at you. At this point, Kyle Trask, now with a year under his belt, knowing that he hasn't thrown an NFL pass, but he's been around Brady for a year, do you now have to sign Blaine Gabbert again and bump Trask to number three? I don't think I'm going there, Lee.
If there's anyone that's more bummed out than Blaine Gabbert over recent events, I don't know who that is. Because Blaine Gabbert was looking at starter money, and now back to the bench you go, if he even comes back.
That was my first tweet. Take a seat, Mr. Gabbert. People loved it. Absolutely loved it.
So Blaine Gabbert had a bad day Sunday.
If the Bucs don't bring him back, is he getting a job?
Maybe, you know, third string somewhere. But to your point, that's good for Trask. From what I understand, and I can't go into details, what I learned at the Combine was, allegedly Kyle Trask, everything he does, every move he makes,
is monitored?
Monitored, graded. He grades up very well. However, they don't ask him to do anything. He's a scout quarterback. So, well, it's like if you took sixth grade math classes, you'd ace everything. But what kind of classes are you taking?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So, something like that. So
if he was the number two?
That's a different story. Well, obviously, if he's number two, he's more prepared. That's the next step. So what I'm getting at is maybe it's time to take the training wheels off of him. If you really trust him, if you really think that much of him that you drafted him, you know, I know, end of the second round, which is basically third round, you know, take the training wheels off.
Lee, is there any reason to think Brady might want to play beyond this season?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I was going to ask you that. Is he just going to play out his contract? Or
didn't he mention 45? Didn't he say, I'm going to play till I'm 45?
Oh, he said
a few years ago?
Yeah, which is this fall. He's in it for like 10 years.
I got to go into this season thinking this will be Brady's swan song. But Lee, I thought in January that he was going to stay retired. Lee, 40 days. That didn't take long. And Lee, I know you don't like to focus on this, but it is a fact of life. Because I said to Russo today, hey, I'm relevant again. I'm relevant. And Lee, it's going to have an impact on everybody's websites, but including Joe Buck.
I'll revert to what Pat Kerwin said a couple of years ago. How much money has Tom Brady made people in Tampa Bay? It's immeasurable. You can't
measure. How many jobs has he saved in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, that too. Oh, yeah. He was talking about the Tampa Bay community, not the Bucs. How much money has he made people in Tampa Bay? It's immeasurable.
In total, mm-hmm. What does it say about the franchise that Brady's comfortable enough, one, to end his retirement, and two, to return to the Bucs, where conceivably, Lee, potentially, he could have asked to move on to another team. And it would have put the Bucs in a very tough position. Mm-hmm. They don't want a guy playing for them of the stature of Brady who doesn't want to be there. So they would have acceded to his wishes, grudgingly. You don't want him going to another team that you might have to face
in
the playoffs. Doesn't it say a lot for the organization, from the Glazers on down to the brain trust with Light and then the coaching staff and then the teammates, that Brady feels so comfortable with this organization?
It says just the opposite of the narrative we've been reading for over a month, that there was a rift. It's just the opposite. And I, by the way, I've written this before and I've said this before on your podcast, that if there truly was a rift, if that was legitimate, to me, it says more about Brady than it does the Bucs. Okay, one of the reasons you left New England is because you got sick of Belichick. And if you got sick of Arians in 2 years on top of Belichick, I think the issue is Brady.
Arians is not the same as Belichick. They're very different in approach.
Night and day. Night and day.
And the cloud he had and continues to have.
Like, yeah.
And I don't begrudge him that. He's Tom Brady.
Is that one of the reasons why he came back? Because he's got clout. He didn't have that clout in New England.
I think it's a big factor. I think it's a big factor.
But I think he enjoys being sort of, it's almost like fantasy football to him. Won't we talk to this guy? Won't we talk to this guy? Why don't I scout that wide receiver?
At least he's consulted, Lee. They run things past.
That's, to me, it's common sense. I mean, why wouldn't you? He's intelligent. He's one of the best there is. Great team guy. Why wouldn't you consult him? And by the way, since we're talking to Bucs and Brady, you know, the Bucs management, coaching staff, how well did they play the last 40 days? The Bucs themselves. The way they managed everything.
We'll keep a light on. I didn't read anything into that, but it was a great line by Light.
Do you think they played?
Maybe Light knew something at that time.
It wouldn't shock me. Now, I've read people say that the Bucs played this perfectly, that they gave Brady just enough room to relax. Peter King wrote that, that they gave him room. Go ahead and relax. Go to Costa Rica. Do what you ever need to do with your wife, your kids, whatever.
They didn't close in on Watson.
Yeah, they didn't close in on Watson, nor were they overbearing, apparently. They didn't call him every day. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, they just let him be.
I think in retrospect, Lee, you got to give high marks. And maybe the Glazers had a role in it also, because, Lee, when it comes to a Tom Brady or the who's going to quarterback the Bucks and be the face of the franchise, ownership's very involved.
Mm.
They're very involved in picking a head coach, and they're very involved in who's going to represent this franchise. Did they get involved with the Alex Kappa situation? Probably not, Lee. And no disrespect to Kappa,
sure,
who tried to play on a broken leg, Lee. I mean,
well, remember, he also played with a broken arm at New Orleans. That guy's tough SOB.
He is a tough SOB.
And he's a sweetheart. You get him away from the field, you'd never know he's a gnarly football player. He's just a great guy.
One more point I want to make, even with the great Brady under center. We don't know when Godwin will be functional. September seems like maybe a reach. Could be October. If I'm a Buck fan and you told me you'll be ready October 1st, I'll take it. But Lee, what I'm saying is, even with Gronkowski, Evans, and now a little bit of a shadow over Godwin in terms of timing, I think they need another receiver.
And like magic right there, Ira, we got two of them. Russell Gage, $10 million a year from the Falcons, a speedster, a guy with experience, a guy who can play outside and inside and who's played plenty of slot and been a complimentary receiver before for excellent receivers in Atlanta. And Brashad Perriman is back, getting the ultimate Tom Brady endorsement. So you were on the money there, though. That stuff all popped before we could get the podcast up. But hey, the magic of editing, here we are. And of course, magic is at Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry Ford, GM Sean Sullivan is waiting for you right now. Just reach out. Email him through BillCurryFord.com. You can get his email address there, or you can get online help from one of their sales agents and say, hey, I want the Ira Kaufman discount. Tell Sean Sullivan to call me. So many ways to do it. Find Sean Sullivan right there. Bill Curry Ford, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium. And Big Storm Beer, that's the official beer of the Ira Kaufman podcast. Try a Bromosa. So good. Tangerine IPA. It wins all kinds of awards. It's their top seller. There's a reason. It's in Publix. Find it at BigStormBrewery.com and FloridasEliteRestoration.com. Just bookmark it in your phone, on your desktop. That's who you call immediately, 24/7, anytime you have any disaster in your home. They're going to come out and they can help you, but they can also do a free assessment immediately. If you have a flood, you suspect other types of issues, FloridasEliteRestoration.com.
I mean, and we're not having this conversation if Tyler Johnson or Scotty Miller had stepped up last season.
What's the deal going on with Scotty Miller? Do you know? Can you say?
I don't know, but all I know is he might be Chris Collinsworth's favorite player. Lee, he doesn't show up.
Okay, lastly about Brady here. What would be your expectations of Brady this fall?
Lee, I'm like a stick in the mud with this. You of all people are tired of hearing me say it. I don't want him throwing 42 passes a game.
Okay.
I just don't want it because the more he throws, the more he's exposed a little bit.
Okay.
You know.
I see where you're going.
And he's one bad hit away. I mean, he is 44, 45. He's got 44-year-old bones. I don't care what he's drinking with that TB12 thing. His bones are 44 years old, Lee. Mine were 20 and they were aching, you know. Except we don't know what the running back situation is as we speak.
Well, we know Keyshawn Vaughn as we speak.
As we speak.
Now, I'll give the credit to credit this dude. Sean Sullivan, general manager, Bill Curry Ford. First family of Ford. Sean called me last week and he said, if Gabbert or Trask are your quarterback, don't you need something more than Keyshawn Vaughn? And I thought that was a brilliant point.
Excellent.
Like, you know, you're right, because if you have subpar quarterbacks, you're going to, especially a rookie or a second year guy, if it's Trask, you're going to need a running back to take some weight off of them, to take some, you know, pressure off of them. And is Keyshawn Vaughn that guy? That's a big step for Keyshawn Vaughn.
You know, I say Brady shouldn't average 42 pass attempts per league, but he doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
Well, that's where I come down. If it's working, why not?
They average 30 points a game. I mean, I don't want to fix too many things.
That's right. You don't fix something that's not broken. That's my motto. And I'll just say this real quick about, I understand what you're saying. The offensive line is going to be lesser than
it's
it was.
It's going to be lesser.
So yeah, if you're throwing that much, like you said, you're going to expose Brady more because he's probably going to get hit more. Your points are valid.
And they're playing better teams, Lee, this year.
They're playing excellent teams. Yeah. All right. Your final words. You talk to the heavy hitters. What's the mood at the penthouse at One Buck Palace?
Well, absolute delirium on the streets of Tampa. Nobody's talking about Andre Vasilevsky at the moment, Lee. They're talking about Mr. Tom Brady. We will, peering into the abyss, the Gabbert slash Trask abyss, although we didn't think that it was impossible that they would win a division, even with Mr. Gabbert, which tells you all you need to know about the division. Lee, we're back to square one with Brady. I'm looking for another big year from this football team. The NFC is not stocked with great quarterbacks. They just lost Russell Wilson to the other conference. That leaves Aaron Rodgers, and if you want to throw Kirk Cousins in, have at it.
Lee. Stafford.
Stafford. By the way, this Kirk Cousins, boy.
He's charmed life, right?
What a charmed life, Lee. But my final word is Christmas comes in March to Buck fans. I'm all for it. Chris Russo has Brady fatigue. I'm far from that, Lee. And, Lee, and I mentioned this, and I think you're with me on this. I think there's a good chance, Lee, we won't have to do the Zoom calls in the fall. So I'm going to get right in Brady's grill and ask him all the good questions, Lee. I'm looking forward to it.